السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، الله الموفق والمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. For the sake of hastening in the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah, please recite aloud salawat. For the acceptance of our a'mal, specifically our a'mal, at this unique and great night, please recite the second salawat more loudly. Among the nights of 19th, 21st and 23rd of Ramadan, the last one tonight is the night which has got the most probability and likelihood to be Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny. Why the night of destiny has not been determined clearly, several justifications and reasons have been mentioned. But according to most of the ulama, and according to some hadith, there is a great chance for the last one, for tonight, to be the one Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran describes Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, in this way. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We revealed the Quran, we revealed it في ليلة القدر, at the night of Qadr. Allama Tabatabai says it's Anzal. We do have Anzal and Tanzil. They both are rooted in one word, in one verb in Arabic, which is Nazala, but with different patterns in Arabic. Anzal means all at once and instantaneous, not gradual. The Quran has been revealed all at once to the heart of the Prophet at this night. Then, in the course of 23 years, again, it was revealed gradually for the second time. So one of the unique features of Laylatul Qadr is that it has the value, it has the capacity, it has the potential for the revelation of the Quran. The Quran as the most highlighted manifestation of Allah in this dunya, in the world of humans. It's the highest manifestation of the Lord. A night should have the capacity, the time should have the capacity, the occasion should have the capacity for the revelation of this great message or manifestation of Allah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Then Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ. Who knows what is لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ? What is the importance of لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ? What is the status, the place of لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ? The night of destiny. لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. It is more worthy than 1,000 months. خير, better, more worthy, أفضل, from 1,000 months. What's the secret? What's the mystery in Laylatul Qadr, which makes it valuable for the revelation of the Quran? Sometimes in some people do think that the importance feature of Laylatul Qadr is because it is coincident with the martyrdom of Agha Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is not the case. That's not the main reason. Because Laylatul Qadr was there before martyrdom of Agha Ali ibn Abi Talib. Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, was the night of destiny before the martyrdom. Is it only one night? It is one night. Fi Laylatil Mubarakah. The Quran says it's a sacred layla, sacred night. Some of Mufassirin believe that it was only one night which happened once, and that was the time that the Quran was revealed. That was the only unique one night that the Quran was revealed to the heart of the Prophet. But majority of Mufassirin, including Allama Tabatabai, believe that no, Laylatul Qadr has got the feature, has got the honor of the revelation of the Quran. But that night of the revelation was not the only case of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is a night, one night throughout the year, and it is in the month of Ramadan, and it's more likely to be one of these three nights, and the most likelihood is the night of 23rd, which will happen till the Day of Judgment, according to a hadith from the Prophet. Which will happen till the Day of Judgment. So it was not only once, it will occur and occur up to the Day of Judgment. Laylatul Qadr. Khayrun min alfi shahr. Why is it called Laylatul Qadr? What's the meaning of Qadr? So one importance of Laylatul Qadr is the revelation, but that's not the only occasion. That's the honor. That's the great honor of Laylatul Qadr. But Laylatul Qadr has not been called Laylatul Qadr because of the revelation of the Quran, because of something else. Layla means night. Qadr means what? Qadr means measurement. Qadr means status, place, position, value. These are the meanings of Qadr. Some scholars do say that Laylatul Qadr is called Laylatul Qadr because of its great status, great value, great place. It has got number one place among the nights of the year. But again, majority of Mufassirin, including Allama Tabatabai, believe that no, Laylatul Qadr, the word Qadr has been given to this night because 1 year of measurements of individuals, communities, and societies would be measured, would be determined, would be finalized. You may ask, Sheikh, isn't it kind of deterministic approach to a night. At one night, all measurements, sa'ada, shaqawa, happiness, unhappiness, all rizq, all kind of events and happenings, which is supposed to happen to everyone, to every society, would be finalized, would be decreed tonight. Isn't it a kind of deterministic view? No. Everyone, every ummah, and every individual, based on the capacity, based on their own background, they will determine their own future, their own 1 year happenings. That's why some scholars believe that for Laylatul Qadr, you have to prepare yourself. For how long, Agha? For 1 year. For 1 year to make the fruit, to get the fruit, to get the result. Some scholars used to prepare themselves throughout the year, 1 year, until the night of Qadr comes and they get everything signed, determined. Laylatul Qadr. One of the a'mal which is recommended, probably the most important, is we are recommended to be awake. We call it Shab Zindadari. Maybe you call it the same in your Urdu language. Shab Zindadari. You're, and we are recommended to be awake, not to sleep, up to Adhan al-Fajr. Now, with this short time of nights, it's not that difficult to be awake. But this short time is not that important. The quality is important. How we are going to be awake this night. How we are going to take benefit from each and every moment and second of this night. And how we are going to finalize our own decisions and destiny and fate for the next year. Maybe the philosophy behind being awake is to awaken the heart. The heart should be awakened. The nature, God-given nature, should be awakened. All of us are born with that fitrah, with that God-given nature. That's an initial light, guidance, which has been given to everyone. Every human being, all human beings, irrespective of any religion, race, ethnicity. But that initial light sometimes is covered by dust, by ignorance, by heedlessness, by arrogance, by dunya, by hubb dunya, loving the world, being attached to the world. That is covered. Tonight is one of the nights, is unique night that everyone could awaken that fitrah. Could awaken the soul easily. All the times it's possible to awaken it. But the opportunity which is given tonight to us is unique one. When Quran says Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, it's better than 1,000 months. That means the worship of it is better than 1,000 months. That means you can awaken your heart, your soul, your nature 1,000 times easier than other times. Now, if you bear this point in mind, would you waste your time in Laylatul Qadr? How much is the price of 1 second of this night? The heart should be awakened. O Allah, let me recite this du'a, which is Munajat Sha'baniyya. The Imam says, O Allah, Ilahi, لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. O Allah, I didn't have any power to resist against sins. إلا unless في وقت in the time أيقظتني لمحبتك. You awaken me for your love, for your mahabba, for your compassion. If we are awakened to the mahabba of Allah, to the love of Allah, then that's the best source, power, to have a life without sin. Our hearts and our minds and our souls should be awakened in this way tonight, inshallah. The other name of this awakening is called Tawbah, repentance. Tonight is the night of Tawbah, going back to Allah. Because the origination is Allah. إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. If we were heedless in this dunya, if we have forgotten the destination and the origination, now this night is the night of reflection, where we have come from, where we are heading to, and where are we at the moment, what are we doing? Some of us, alhamdulillah, great majority of our brothers and sisters are young, but some of you may, like me, may approaching, not saying the end, inshallah, may Allah give us all long life, but at least second phase of our lives, if it's not the third phase, if it's not the last decade of our own life. Tonight is the night of reflection. Tonight is the night of Tawbah, repentance, going back to Allah. If the link to Allah is broken, tonight the best opportunity is given to all of us to amend, to get it connected, to correct it. And I'm addressing you specifically, my dear brothers and sisters, youngsters. Tawbah when we are young is much easier than Tawbah when we are old. There's time for Tawbah up to the last moment of life. This is the ni'mah gift which has been given to Prophet Adam and his progeny. There's time. But do remember, the more we get old, the more it becomes difficult. Do you know why? Because we become attached to our a'mal. If you are pious, you would be accustomed to piety. If you're not pious, you would be used, accustomed to the style of life, to the way of life that you're doing. Then detaching yourself would be very difficult. But as long as we are young, it's easy. As long as it's Laylatul Qadr, it's easy for all of us. And this is the night of Tawbah. What is Tawbah? Tawbah is like cleaning, shaking the heart, cleaning it, washing it. But it's not a normal wash. It's not a normal cleaning. When we wash dirty dishes, what we do? We remove them and we transfer the dirt or some garbage to another place, to the bin, garbage bin. But when we do Tawbah, this is not being happened. Tawbah doesn't remove, doesn't transfer, it changes. Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. The سَيِّئَة, the sin, would be changed to حَسَنَة, to ثَوَاب, to reward. The more you have sinned, the more you could have حَسَنَة, but it's difficult. The more you have sin, the more it's difficult to change. But if you do change, if we change, then أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَةً. It turns the iron, the copper, into gold. That's the nature of Tawbah. That's the nature of Tawbah. Not only removing, not only shifting, transferring, placing, no, but also changing the identity of it. Giving it a new form, a new light, a new color. Sabghatallah, wa man ahsana min Allahi sabgha. Giving it the color of Allah, becoming a divine. These are easy to say, difficult to do. But tonight is the opportunity which all of us are offered. That chance to change ourselves, to look at ourselves, to see what we have done for ourselves, for our dunya and for the hereafter, and for our society. What we have done, what we are doing. Inshallah, you are not very sinful, but if some of you are sinful like me, the best condition, dear brothers and sisters, is that we shouldn't be disappointed. We should have husn al-dhan to Allah. Right impression, positive thought, positive impression towards Allah. That's the first step condition in doing tawbah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Quran says, addressing the Prophet, قُلْ, O Prophet, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those who have done wrong to themselves, even those who have done wrong are considered in the sight of Allah as ibadi, my servants. Still, Allah is addressing them as my servants that have done wrong. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't be disappointed from the mercy of Allah, from the rahmah of Allah. With the rahmah of Allah, there's no room for disappointment. Inna Allaha, what is inna in Arabic? Ta'keed, emphasis. Verily Allah, يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ, would forgive all sins, جَمِيعًا, all of them. Look at the emphasis in the ayah. أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call me, leave the answer to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. What should we call? What should we ask, request? Let me give you one key point. Whatever you're going to ask tonight, inshallah, after Tawbah, first of all, ask the capacity to be given, the potential to be given, the ability to be given, the talent to be given, the power to be given to keep whatever you asking to be given then. Whatever, we could be given lots of things, but if you don't have the potential to keep it, if you don't have the capacity, then even if you're given something, you might be not able to keep it. Oh Allah, when I look at myself, this is what we are taught by Imam Sajjadin, Abu Hamza Thamali, which inshallah you have tawfiq to recite. Imam says, oh Allah, when I look at myself, I'm disappointed. This is a lesson for us. Why Imam is asking, why Imam is talking to Allah in this way? One justification is that this is the language of love that the Imam is talking to his beloved. Another answer justification is that no, even the Imams, even though they are ma'sum, infallible, but to make your personality, your soul balanced, you need istighfar, you need tawbah, you need to talk to Allah, you need to go back to Allah, even if you are Imam. That's the second answer. The third one is, that's a lesson. Imam is giving us a lesson. This is the way that we have to go back to Allah. That's the lesson to all of us. So what is the lesson? Oh Allah, Imam says, when I look at myself, when I look at my a'mal, I'm disappointed. But when I look at your mercy, when I look at your generosity, when I look at your karama, when I look at your forgiveness, your afwa, I am sure for 100% that your afwa, your generosity, your forgiveness, your mercy is much bigger, much more expansive than my crimes and my sins. I know myself, but I know you as well. You have described yourself as wa rahmati wasa'at kull shay, my mercy covers everything. Wasa'at kull shay. What is rahmah? And you have taught, Imam Baqir has taught us in the dua of month of Rajab, that rahmah is ya man arjuhu likull khair wa amanu sakhadahu anna kull shar, ya man yu'ti al-kathir ibn qalil, ya man yu'ti man sa'ala, ya man yu'ti man lam yas'alhu wa man lam ya'rifhu tahannuna minhu wa rahmah. Rahmah means you are giving without any expectation. You don't look at what we are, what we have to offer, then you would give in return. No. You are Rahim in the sense that you don't look at what we do have. No. Even those who don't know you, even those who don't ask you to be given anything, still out of your mercy, Ya man yu'ti, oh the one who grants, oh the one who gives. That's the nature of rahmah. And that rahmah, you described that rahmati wasa'at kull shay. Your rahmah is all the times expanded when it comes to Laylatul Qadr. How is the rahmah of Allah? Is there anything? Is there any room for being disappointed from the rahmah of Allah? Muhammad ibn Muslim went to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam and recited salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Said Agha, if a mu'min commits sin and repents, would his repentance be accepted? Imam said, yes. Then Muhammad ibn Muslim said, Agha, if he or she does again the same and repents, Imam said, the repentance is accepted. Tawbah is maqbool. Then again he said, oh, Agha, if that is done and repeated over and over and over, and again the person repents, Imam said, yes, the tawbah would be accepted. don't make, and then Imam said, don't make mu'mineen disappointed from the rahmah of Allah. Imam Ali said, I am surprised that the servants of Allah would have the all means to clean their sins, but still they are disappointed. Then the companion said, what is the all means to clean? Is it istighfar, forgiveness? It's asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness, doing tawbah. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, make sure that whatever sin that you have done, inshallah, we are not doing out of intention. We're not doing on purpose. Oh Allah, when we commit sin, we are asleep. We are not awake. But tonight we've come here that you awaken us. We don't want to be awakened when we die. An-nas niyam idha matu intabahu. People are asleep. When they die, that moment is the moment that they would be awakened. Oh Allah, when we commit sin, we don't commit because we want to go against you on purpose, because of our ignorance, because of other desires. But tonight is the night that you have invited all of us. Tonight is the night that you have guaranteed the acceptance of our tawbah, and we want to do tawbah. I know myself, Imam Sadiq says, Elahi kayfa ad'uk wa ana ana. How can I call you? How can I turn my face towards you? Wa ana ana, while I know myself. I know who am I. Wa kayfa la ad'uk wa anta anta. How is it possible not to call you, not to do dua, wa anta anta, while you are the one that I know? If I look at myself, it's khawf. Dear youngsters, Allah is nothing to be worried. Our a'mal is the source of worry. Our a'mal, our profile, is the source of fear. That's what we have to be afraid of. But when we look at the mercy of Allah, when we look at the mercy of Allah, that is called husnul dhann billah, having positive impression, thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have husnul dhann, if you do tawbah, what would happen? Your heart and your soul would be awakened for the mahabba of Allah. If you take one step, then in return Allah would take 10 steps towards you. Then the doors of love of Allah would be opened, the gates of love would be opened to you. And when someone loves Allah, it gets impossible, or I think if someone loves truly Allah all the times, it would be very difficult to disobey, to go against, to commit sin. When we commit sin, that's a sign of that of a love for Allah has been covered by other loves. Oh Allah, we have come tonight to say that we love you. Even if you make us enter the hell. وَإِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِ النَّارَ أَعْلَمْتُ أَهْلَهَا أَنِّي أُحِبُّكَ. My love for you is unconditional, is complete. unreserved, to the extent that if you make me enter hell, أعلم تأهله أني أحبك. I will let them know, the inhabitants, people of the hell, that I love you. This is my love. I have come to openly express my love to you. And I ask you to awaken my heart for your love, so that I can resist against guna and sins. Oh Allah, I know sometimes I don't have that power, that resistance, because I don't have that love actively in my heart. Give me that active, energetic, inspiring love for you. So that I cannot obey, disobey. We have come to make a promise to Allah tonight, to do tawbah. To say that we have done wrong, Allah, but we love you. Maybe this love is not active all the times, but deep inside, we do have this love. Not only we love you, but also we love your beloved servants. We love your imams. We love the prophets. We love Ali ibn Abi Talib. Oh Allah, we came and we recited 1,000 names of you in Jawshan al-Kabir. 1,000 names and descriptions of Allah we recited. That's our proof for our love to you. Oh Allah, we love you. Give us this tawfiq to be with you. Oh Allah, we are tired of being with those who are not with you. I'm talking about myself, inshallah, you're not like this. Oh Allah, I'm tired of talking that you're not pleased with. I'm tired of watching that you're not pleased to be watched. I'm tired of the friendships that you're not happy with them. But tonight I have come to say that I am going to promise to be with you, to activate my love, and inshallah to be among the servants that you are going to give the best of your blessings, your forgiveness to them at this night. Oh Allah, what happens if I'm not forgiven tonight? When can I make myself be forgiven if I lose tonight? What's the other options? If I'm not alive till the next Laylatul Qadr next year, what will happen? Oh Allah, if I'm taken to grave with this state, what would happen to me? I love you, Allah. And we love you. We have come here to express our love collectively. Oh Allah, we have come with two hands. In one hand we have brought Ahlul Bayt. We are doing tawassul through Ali ibn Abi Talib. On the other hand, we are going to hold the Quran, the other thiql. We don't have that reputation, Allah. We don't have that place. We don't deserve to be forgiven, but your forgiveness necessitates that you have to forgive us. We accepted your call. We have come, and even we don't know what we should call, what we should ask you. Oh Allah, we ask you the du'as that Agha Imam al-Zaman is asking you tonight. Oh Allah, answer the du'as that the best of your servants is asking you to be given. Oh Allah, please accept our repentance. Oh Allah, we are sinful. Oh Allah, we are tired of being, of living in the way that you don't love. Oh Allah, awaken our hearts. Oh Allah, please help us to change. Oh Allah, we don't want people that don't love you. We want to live with the people that love you. We want your love to be with us in all moments of our life. Mawlana, you are our Mawla, you are our Master, you are our Lord. If you don't forgive us, then who else can forgive us? If you don't take us under the umbrella of your mercy, then who else can take us under the umbrella of the mercy? Oh Allah, this is the night of Qadr. You said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. By the importance of this night, by the importance of the night, which is more worthy than 1,000 months. Oh Allah, I'm going to read and recite your names 1,000 times. By the importance of this night, O Allah, put us among those who are forgiven. O Allah, make us our tawbah would be accepted by you. O Allah, hasten in the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. O Allah, we are worried about our children. O Allah, make our children, give tawfiq to our children, to our youngsters, to be the followers of Ahlul Bayt, to be the lovers of you. O Allah, we are worried about ourselves. O Allah, if you don't help us, there's no guarantee that we are stay on the right path. Oh Allah, this is the night of Qadr. This is the night of destiny. This is the night that no one understands the importance of it. Oh Allah, because of the importance of this night, as in the way that you know it, oh Allah, help us to be beneficial for ourselves, for our family, for our relatives. Oh Allah, help us to be beneficial and helpful to global society, to humanity. Oh Allah, help us to be good members of our community. Oh Allah, make us kind to one another. Oh Allah, heal all sick and ill people, especially those who are recommended, those who have told me to do dua for them. Oh Allah, forgive our sins and the sins of our parents, especially those who gave birth to us with Islam, especially those who familiarized us with Islam. Oh Allah, hasten in the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. Oh Allah, the master of tonight is Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. We want to be among the helpers of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. We want to be among the supporters of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. We don't have that talent, we don't have that deserve, that ability, but make us deserve to be among the helpers of Imam Al-Hujjah. Make us to be alive at the time of the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Hujjah and to be among his soldiers and his army. Oh Allah, forgive all Maraja, all those who have ride upon all humanity and all Muslims and Shias. Oh Allah, whatever dua that we don't know how to say and the best of your servants are saying at this night, answer the same duas in our rides. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Let's recite several times this one, inshallah, and then finish. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah فَرَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَأَتُوبُ إِلَى. With your pure intentions.
أستغفر الله يا ربي وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله يا ربي وأتوب إليه.
Several times يوم يجيب.
أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا ويكشف السوء. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا ويكشف السوء. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا ويكشف السوء. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا ويكشف السوء.
We have in the hadith that if you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 7 times with the title of Ya Arham al-Rahim, that Allah would be ashamed not to answer the call. 7 times, all of us, all together, loudly.
Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, Ya Arham al-Rahimin. Allahumma kulli waliyya al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai fi hadhihi وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسجله أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
For our parents, especially those who are dead, those who are deprived from the spiritual atmosphere of these nights of Qadr. Forefathers, for the souls of Awliyaullah who have passed away, specifically for the souls of Maraja, scholars, great scholars of Islam and humanity, please recite Surah Fatiha followed by loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.